This episode of Extra Life Radio is brought to you in part by GoDaddy.com, where the codes Life1, Life2, or Life3 will save you money on domains, hosting, and all sorts of good stuff at GoDaddy.com. This episode is also brought to you by PlaySwitch.com. More about them later in the show.
When we last left our heroes...
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's Dergio. Hey, Brian, Dergio's on the phone.
Woo!
I need $10,000 in small bills, and I need it tonight.
Whoa, 10 grand?
What was that all about?
Nothing. Give me 10 grand.
Bring me back some ho-hos.
And now, the continuation of our stupid story...
Man, I should have peed before I left. Yeah, hello.
Seriously, I need ho-hos.
Brian, dude, I need to keep this phone clear. I don't care about your damn habits.
Ho-hos.
All right, he should be on the side of this building over here. Half a block. Oh, there he is. Dude, get in the car. It's raining for the love of Mike.
Okay. But first, I need to send a text to my contact.
Well, do it in the car. I hate this neighborhood.
Keep your pants on. I just need... Hi, mamacita!
What in the name of Fred Savage's ghost? Hello? Hello?
Listen to me and listen well. If you want to see your little Mexican friend again, you'll do exactly as I say.
Who is this?
Don't worry about who I am. You only need to do as I say, and no one gets hurt.
Where are you taking him? What do you want from me?
Solve this riddle in the next 24 hours, and the Beaner lives.
Beaner? Sheesh, it's kind of racist, don't you think?
Silence! What are round, but not from the side? What are dark as dread, but delightful to the soul? What are silent, yet culled from the fat man's belly?
What the crap?
Solve this, and your friend lives. Do not solve it, and he becomes dinner for Greta.
Ugh. Wait, how do I get my answer back to you? How do I contact you?
You'll know how, when the time is right.
What in the crap is that supposed to mean? All right. My milkshake takes all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours. Ain't you? I'd have to do something in the backyard of the milkshake, something.
Hello, Seamus' Stocking Services Unlimited. How may I help you?
Seamus, dude, I don't have a lot of time. I need you to listen to everything I have to say. Listen very carefully.
Sure thing. You sure you don't want to pull up closer to the curb? That looks dangerous.
How do you know... Never mind. Listen, I need to track down someone, and you're the only guy that can help me. I know you can do it fast.
Sweet. Give me the juicy details.
Okay, here's what we know. Oh, hang on a second, I got a call coming through. Hello. Dude, Brian, I need to keep this phone open. Why are you bugging me?
I promise. It's really fast.
All right, go. Dude!
We're out of Cheetos.
Ah!
What will our heroes do? Will Scott ever find Dergio? Can Seamus get out of the house without his parents knowing? Who is this menacing racist pig of a villain? Will Brian ever shut the hell up? Find out next week, you bunch of dingleberries.
This is Extra Life Radio.
Extra Life Radio.
Ah, what was that sound? Hey, everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR. I don't know. What episode is this? 176 for Sunday, March 23rd, 2008. It is Easter. Happy Bunny Egg Time USA here at the Johnson House. I hope everyone is doing well and that everyone is doing super well. I don't know what that means. But it is very good to hear, or very good to be back on the show, and let's just get started. Let's get right to it. No screwing around. No messing around. Joining me from San Diego. What am I saying? From South Carolina. Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated. We have Brian from both themissiondeep.com and thecomicscoasttocoast.com, minus the thuzz.
Burp.
Burp. Brian, how are you?
Oh, man. If I burp up one more boiled egg.
Burp. Yeah. You've been eating boiled eggs all day?
Boiled eggs, man. I've been eating them all day. Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs. All right. Excellent.
We keep boiling them. They keep dying them. And I keep eating them.
That's how they say it down there for real. The South, they call boiled eggs, they call them boiled.
No, I say boiled eggs. Boiled eggs.
What's wrong with you people?
Boil. Boil.
Yeah. Boil. Pollo. That's
boiled is a hard word to say. I'm boiled.
Pollo eggs is chicken eggs, right? We got that right?
No, pig eggs. Yes, or chicken.
Pig eggs. All right.
What do you think we eat?
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Welcome to the show, Brian. It's good to have you here. Also joining
Thank
us
you.
From commissionedcomic.com is Obsidian from Columbia, who's right here with us tonight. How's it going?
I would like to abandon any form of original opening statement in order to send a very heartfelt hello to the whole community of hot Canadian nurses listening to us right now.
What is that sound? You guys hear that sound? Not you talking. I mean, yeah, it sounds like it's coming from me, but I can't find anything that's making it. Sorry. That's what old people say when they start to go.
Yeah.
Where did that sound? Where did that sound?
What was it then?
I smell beef jerky. What's going on? yeah. So good to have O here as well. And there it is again. Could someone please tell me? Oh, that's that stupid IRC chat. Dude, I'm booting you guys.
Goodbye, put a cork in it, Scott.
See you later. Okay, sorry. Back to the show. Boy, this show is all about just screw up so far. You know, I got a quick question for both of you guys. Does it seem stupid that every week I do the same thing where I say, joining us from commission... No, not that. Not as a whole. I mean, the whole introduction of you guys. Is it redundant? Should I just... I mean, it's always you two. And it's not going to be like...
Well, no. I mean, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Renegade. You know, at the beginning of Renegade, you'd always get to hear his story once again.
Okay. For those who don't know what Renegade is, please explain, because I'm sure there are a few youngsters out there who don't know what that is.
Okay, what about the A-team? Okay, the A-team.
How,
even
how
being older people.
How could you watch the A-team without having an introduction? Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, each and every time you saw the A-team, you'd hear the introduction. How did it go, Brian? I'm sure you remember.
Not really. I can't remember.
What if I did like a pre-recorded intro that was always the same for us? I'll have Scott Fletcher do it or something. How about that?
That'd be cool. With some kind of cool music and everything?
You see, the bad part is that you're making it sound like Scott Fletcher has to do whatever you tell him to.
Well, he does. He's under servitude rules and regulations and has to do it. I bought him in Malaysia for $1,400, which is pretty high price to pay. And he's supposed to do all my bidding. So I think he'll do it. He won't have a problem.
Sweet. Do it.
Sweet. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. And, yeah, whatever you say.
Also, welcome to the chat room. Got a bunch of folks in there, 130 of them strong so far. That's pretty good for... Just getting into it. Good to have them all here. So welcome, everyone. We also have an IRC channel. I'm going to give people the data for that or the info for that. This is up 24/7, 7 days a week if you're interested in participating. Great little group going on over there. I think I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again. The host is, what is it? It is irc.slash/net.org, right? Gosh dang it, I forgot it already.
Just go to the website. I'm sure you have a link to it, right?
I have something somewhere. You can go search for IRC in the blog. Oh, there it is, irc.slashnet.org. The room is pound sign, of course, if you're not familiar with IRC. Extra Life, all lowercase. Go enjoy it. It's good times. And thanks for those guys setting that up and keeping it going. Anyway, just be aware that if you use my IRC client, you'll hear beeps from nowhere for no reason. It just sucks. Okay, that's enough IRC talk. That's just been around since the internet was born. Let's jump into some news items. Should we play the news thing? Well, I haven't played that in a while. Let's play that.
Well, I don't know. Is the news relevant? Is the news theme-worthy?
Sure, it's theme-worthy. Don't you think? All right.
Well, how would I know? I don't know the news.
All right, well, here it is, just in case.
ELR News.
You know, I just love that music because it always makes me feel like there is actually something going on in the world.
I know, like it's important.
Yes.
Somehow what we're going to say now is important.
Yeah, it matters.
Yeah, like it matters. So should I just, I got to give a shout out because I hardly ever do this at this point of the show.
Wait a minute, a shout out is not news.
Well, it is because our news theme was created.
What kind of journalism is this?
Listen, it was created by Rob Goobers. I don't know how to say it. I still don't. The Schnauzer Radio Orchestra. He's the man. We got lots of cool stuff coming from him, by the way. I'm still waiting for my country western and I forgot the other one version of the theme he was going to do. But he does all our music and he just rules. So big shout out to
Extra Life Radio is an subsidiary of CNN.com.
Did you call it an obsidiary? Like obsidiary?
No, yeah. It means it belongs to me.
Subsidiary.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Say that 50 times fast. Okay, we got
it. I always say when I'm watching the news and they have some kind of GE News and that NBC has to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, our parent company GE.
GE.
So anything we're saying right now is probably a little bit biased.
Skewed.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, let's. We got a call. Let's start the news off of this. This is big news. This comes to us from Josh. Josh, what do you have to say?
Hey guys, Geezer Frog here. Just giving you a little update. Apparently, Josh Holloway, who plays James Sawyer on the TV show Lost, has been cast as the role of Gambit.
Okay, sorry, I called him Josh. I wasn't thinking Josh Holloway. What are you talking about? This is Geezer Frog, a very old amphibious creature. So Geezer Frog tells us that Josh Holloway, cast as Gambit in the new Gambit movie, it seems to me that Fox is going to split the X-Men out into every possible, like they do with the books, I guess. They all get their own book eventually. Well, I guess they're all getting their own movie.
But it's weird with Gambit because they haven't even put him in the movie. Now they're going to make a movie with just him.
Yeah, and the whole movie's going to revolve. Keep it in mind, people. And by the way, I think it's brilliant casting. I think that's dead on and great. I have no problem with this casting. I think Josh Holloway is perfect for Gambit.
Perfect.
My problem with it is Gambit himself. This is a superhero.
Yeah, I never really liked Gambit.
Yeah, he throws explosive playing cards, Brian. What the heck is that?
Nothing. That was my wife leaving.
You what? Your wife what?
That's my wife leaving.
Oh.
What?
What?
Noise? It's her slam of the door. Is that what she was talking about, what the noise was?
No.
No? No.
No, I mean,
what's up
with Gambit with the throwing the cards?
You have a superpower that whatever you touch explodes a few seconds later, and what you choose to throw at people is cards? I mean, couldn't
you ever try to throw you ever try to throw a card? It's hard as crap.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go straight, but it ends up going.
Yeah, it's no good.
I mean, the guy could just walk around with a bag full of marbles.
That actually make a great superhero.
Explosive marbles, you're right. But what would you call that guy?
Forget explosive marbles, any kind of marbles. You ever get hit by a marble? Get hit in the forehead with a marble? Man, that would just.
It's like hell.
What would you call that guy? What would you call that guy?
Yeah. Marbles.
Well, what would that, like, when kids were young and they play marbles a lot, they had names for the marbles. What were those names? Like,
Googly Eye and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Tiny balls, someone said.
Yeah, Cat's Eye. I don't know.
Cat's Eye, yeah. So you could be called Cat's Eye. That's kind of cool. And he would throw explosive marbles.
Well, but I mean, it would be a lot more practical than throwing around cards.
All right. Well, look, I saw an episode of Mythbusters, where they had this idea that you could throw a card so hard it would kill a guy.
Yeah, and, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, they did do it so hard that it actually kind of lacerated, sort of, slash hurt the guy.
Well, now, if you put, you like, tape razor blades on the back of it.
It's not like that.
You might be able to do something.
This guy did it point blank with regular playing cards, and he had this talent for really hucking them hard, and they clocked it at a certain miles an hour and all that stuff. And I was pretty impressed. But it doesn't matter. If you're in your little jumpsuit with your freaking stick or your staff or whatever, and you're jumping around the city, and you see, oh, those guys are robbing a bank, there are no cards that you could chuck that would explode. I don't know. This does not strike me as a superhero that people can get behind in a film.
The only way I would get behind it is if he was over the top comedy, like if he was, you know, throwing them and yelling stupid card things like, you know, 21 bust,
flush,
you know. Yeah.
You know, it, beside that, in my honest, very humble, very bald opinion,
very bald,
I believe that Gambit is one of the worst dressed X-Men ever. And we're talking about the X-Men, which none of them are very well dressed to begin with.
Yeah, all of them
are bad. And I totally sound like the gay fashion reporter on the LR right now.
That's just then. Yeah. Obsidian doesn't like what Gambit's wearing.
Yeah.
Inside Hollywood.
The fashion police just does not like what the X-Men are wearing.
Can you believe he wore that? Oh, it's just serious. Here, listen. I got a thing to say about this movie.
Do it.
Don't make
it. Go ahead, Scott. Say the word.
Don't make it is what I'm saying. They shouldn't make it. I actually think they should focus their attention on the Wolverine movie, which I think has great potential.
Absolutely.
And the Magneto thing they're going to do, that's good. Do that.
Yeah.
I just think Gambit's the wrong choice. I do like Josh Holloway. The casting makes me more excited than I would have been. I think he's probably cool and all that. We got people in the chat room mentioning other people they should do, like Cable or
Nightcrawler, man. Nightcrawler is a full
Iceman, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, I am.
Yeah.
It's like
someone remind me who Hawkeye is. Who's Hawkeye?
He's one of the
some guy that's a hawk.
The H in us,
Yeah. Well, is he? He's not the guy that tells jokes most of the time, but then the other times he talks about how terrible war is. Or is that a different Hawkeye?
You know what I think? I think they should put Gambit. I think they should put Gambit in a new X-Men movie, right?
Okay.
I mean, make a new X-Men movie. Put Gambit in it. If you want a character from the X-Men universe that you can make a movie with that is super awesome and that really deserves to have a movie, use Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Apocalypse is cool. I'd say they should use Apocalypse now. But listen,
wow, that's clever.
But this is what they shouldn't do. They should, if they're going to do Gambit, you may as well do like a Jubilee movie.
True.
Jubilee
sucks.
She sucks. One of the lamest X-Men characters ever.
She does sparklers and fireworks and stuff. She sucks. Well,
I once read that she wasn't using her full potential, but I also discovered that's what they say when a superhero sucks.
Yeah, dude, that's the standard thing you come back with. Spider-Man sucks.
This superhero sucks, and he's not using his full potential.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about the idea that this is what I kind of hope happens. And now that Marvel, you guys hear about Marvel starting their own little movie studio? I don't know how.
Oh, yeah. Been working on that for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But, you know, I guess we have yet to see anything that is purely from them from a production standpoint.
Yeah.
But when we do, and maybe these spinoffs are those, I don't know. I should look it up, I guess. But let's
what scares me is going to be the day that comes that they just decide to have a superhero straight to movie that's going to have no comic backing at all.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's scary, but don't you think that'll be a great thing?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. See,
let's face it. I mean, a lot of these superhero movies would be pretty stupid if you didn't already follow the comic.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. There's some following. There's some gee whiz geekery going on. No question.
I don't know. I mean, to me, spinoffs are one of the things I always raise an eyebrow at. Even the Wolverine spinoff. I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, yeah, Wolverine is cool. He's one of the coolest things the X-Men has got. He's pretty much one of the coolest things the movie has. But a spinoff? Ooh, I'm not so sure. So suddenly you're going to get – Marvel is going to have like complete authority over what they're doing. That really sounds
– Yeah.
Look at Stan Lee, what he's been doing now that he's working on his own. I mean, wow. That is incredibly lame.
Barbarella, baby. Yeah. Look, why couldn't they do Weapon X storyline or something? Oh, they're even chatting about this. They're chatting about that. I love the Weapon X storyline, and that would be pretty good for Wolverine. But let's say they have a totally unique new character. Is it all that different, Brian, than say, because you were saying you didn't know that would work, but how many people knew who Blade was before they went and saw the Blade movies, which were arguably pretty successful?
Let's imagine if you were pitched this story. You never heard of Blade at all, and you were pitched that story. He's a vampire. His mother was bit while he was in his mom or whatever, and that's how he got his power, and he's Daywalker, and he's trying to kill all the vampires. Okay, and get behind that story. Kind of makes sense. Okay, now imagine if you've never heard of Superman.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here I come with this story. It's, okay, listen up. We're going to have this guy from this other planet. It's like a green planet, and, you know, he's going to totally be like,
he could
indestructible.
Do anything. He's
indestructible.
You know what's even worse? You know what even is worse? Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk. Throw me a pitch for Hulk. Do Hulk, Brian. Do Hulk.
Yeah,
do Hulk. Okay.
Pitch Hulk for us, will you?
There's this wussy guy, and he gets this too much gamma radiation.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill him, but it brings out his angry side.
What happens when he gets angry, Brian?
He turns big and green.
Yeah.
And he's got a baby face, and it's not good.
You and your baby face hate.
Not good.
All right.
Good at all.
Look, all I'm saying is...
Why don't we look at it this way?
Go ahead.
Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. Superheroes, and maybe the chat room can help us here. Chat room, are you ready?
They're ready. They're raring and ready.
Superhero movies that the superhero is exclusive to the movie. I mean, that the superhero was born and made exclusively for the movie.
I can't think of any. Unbreakable. That's a good one. Darkman was not. Darkman was a comic.
Well, Unbreakable, I mean, you can't really put Unbreakable in the same category as most superhero movies.
Buffy
Unbreakable
the Vampire
is a movie about superheroes.
Buffy doesn't count. You know what, though? I want to bring up an example with Heroes, the TV show, which I didn't really love season 2, although the last couple episodes are pretty good. But, excuse me, that show started with archetypes we were familiar with, but built new characters around those archetypes. And it was really super successful, mostly based on the idea that we already understood these archetypes and accepted them as comic lore. So why not? Why couldn't you make a movie using some of those accepted things, super strength, super speed, whatever it may be, and wrap a whole new character slash story around it, a la Unbreakable a little bit, in terms of it being an original story, an original character, but do a more traditional, you know, cowl and cape kind of superhero movie? I think it would actually succeed if you got the right people behind it. Because 90% of people that saw 300 don't know it was a comic book. 93% of people that saw Road to Perdition have no idea that was a comic book. I mean, I don't think it has to be an established Spider-Man / Batman Superman franchise.
If nothing else, from the marketing standpoint, imagine how hard it would be to establish a look or a costume for a character that just wouldn't look outrageously stupid. You know what I mean?
No, you're right, dude. You're absolutely right.
If you didn't have the comic books with all these great illustrators who had, you know, kind of have beaten it into us already.
Well, it's a good thing that Batman's such a badass, or else he would,
And that's the reason why Unbreakable works. Imagine if Unbreakable, you know, had done anything more than just have him wear a poncho. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love the poncho thing.
Poncho was awesome.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Poncho was for the rain. But
it became his thing. Yeah, it became his costume.
But I personally like to think that we as a people are
on this here world
are sort of over superhero costumes.
Yeah.
Speaking about spandex and latex and stuff like that. And
yeah.
We're more into
leather jackets and
a more practical approach to superhero costumes. But I would like to think that we have gone past the spandex costume. I mean, has Who Wants to Be a Superhero taught us nothing?
True.
True. That's a good point.
It hasn't taught us nothing. Are you asking a question or are you making a statement? Because it sounds like a statement.
It sounds like the ravings of a madman.
It's a mixture. It's a mixture of both. So we could call it a questment.
I mean, you raised the voice at the end of the sentence, so I was assuming it was a question, but
no, it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a rectal yeah. question. Hey, I got a question about anybody in the chat room or anybody out there know about, and maybe you two, I don't know if you two have read it, but the Invincible comic by, I guess it was published on Image.
I knew about it.
Oh, I freaking love it. Invincible is awesome.
I don't think it's bad.
I really, really, really like that movie, or that movie, that comic book series. And even though it kind of started out like comic book 90210 a little bit, it really got good. I mean, really cool, really quickly. And I think that would make an excellent movie. But here, again, is a case where you would have a very small percentage of hardcore comic nerds who would totally know the book and go, oh, yeah, there's a freaking Invincible movie. But the mass majority of people that would go see it would see it because, ooh, we like superhero movies, and there's a legacy of decent ones recently, and also I'll go see this, and, oh, that was really good. That was quite a good story. That's based on a comic? Really? I've never heard of it. And they'll never hear of it again. I just think you could probably get away with it now. Could you have done this 5 years ago? Not so much. I think the public wants their hero movies now.
I'll tell you what movie probably wouldn't have needed a comic book at all to sell, and that would be Iron Man. I mean, just looking at the previews on that, I mean, even because you don't even show the classic costume that much, you know?
Yeah.
What are you laughing about? Are you laughing at me?
No, my wife's in here bugging.
Scott Lass is laughing at us. He has no respect.
My wife's in here making the chat room say things.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Sorry,
I got a better podcast.
What movie I think would have never worked without the comic book to back it up?
Yeah, what's that?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, yeah.
You know what? I totally agree.
Is such... I mean, imagine if you saw the Superman costume and had never seen the comic book and had not been inundated with it your entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it and go, it would have been the crap?
You're right, dude. Well, you're right.
The thing is, I hate Superman anyway, so...
You could kind of get behind Batman a little bit.
Oh, Batman, yeah, I think you could, because it's dark enough.
Unless you started with the Mr. Freeze one. Then you'd want to never see it again. That sour taste would never leave your mouth. Mr. Freeze, is that right?
Mr. Freeze, yeah. Schwarzenegger.
Who's the guy that always confused me. Mr. Freeze was a Batman villain, primarily.
Yeah.
But then you had the other ice-cold dude that was always chasing the Flash around. Different guy, right? Captain Cold, that was it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in. Well, that's first of all because they're in different universes. So one is from Marvel.
No, they're both DC.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
That's my point. Isn't it seem a little crowded for guys that shoot ice out of guns and freeze things?
Yeah. You know what we need? Another hero. Remember Super Friends? Was it Mr. Freeze?
Yeah. No, Captain Cold is who it was.
No, Mr. Freeze on Super Friends.
I thought it was Captain Cold on Super Friends, no?
No, I thought it was Mr. Hold on a second.
Who gives a crap?
But that's the problem. That's the confusion. You got two dudes. Who knows who's what anymore? Brian doesn't know if that was
Solomon
Grundy's awesome. thought it was in a different universe, in the Marvel universe. I mean, that's why it's confusing. You got these two almost identical dudes. I want to see a big fight between them is what I want to see.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
this will be a cold day in hell before that happens.
but
you see, thing is, Cold is somewhat overused in comic books, and it's funny because you don't get enough people shooting out balls of fire, but you do get a bunch of people shooting out cold. Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Let's think about Iceman. It's easier to draw, probably. Fire is very hard to draw.
Fire is hard to draw.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
But you also get a bunch of people shooting out electricity. I mean, you got electricity, you got cold. And yeah, you do get people shooting out fire, but not as much as you would expect.
True. True that, yo.
All right. Well, also it comes into the play. You know, also having the... You know, you gotta have this asbestos suits that they wear, superhero suits. It gets complicated because you have to explain asbestos.
Not asbestos is like that stuff that kills you if it's in your walls. You're thinking of spandex.
Yeah, that's it.
No, he's talking about a flame retardant suit.
Yeah,
retard.
Yeah, cancer causing flame retardant suit. A retarded suit.
I am going to bed now.
That's awesome.
A flame retarded suit. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. So
What were you saying, Brian? Oh, about the suits. Say that again. About the retarded suits.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, because you got to explain that to the story every time. You know, it's like, well, he flames on. Why is the suit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that to me, that is one of the lamest explanations in the Marvel universe, that their suit is made out of some sort of material that goes along with them and on whatever they do. I mean, the guy flames on in the suit just flames on with him. To me, the lamest part is that it actually becomes invisible when Susan Storm becomes invisible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just not buying that.
we should go through a whole show where we talk about superhero costumes and the ones that work and the ones that don't.
We totally should. We're doing that next week. Mark that down.
We can do it next week, because this week we have a topic.
We have a couple
like
of topics.
Like Aquaman, does he really need to have those fish scaly looking things on his on his trunks?
He needs to die is what he needs to do.
He needs to die.
Speaking of which, wait. Before we go anywhere, let me throw this in here, and then we'll come right back to the main thing. I want to take a minute to talk about one of our new sponsors. Have you guys heard about PlaySwitch? PlaySwitch.com. It's pretty cool. Here, let me tell you what these guys do. Well, you need to go there and check it out. But basically, it's a way for gamers to exchange games. And there's ways for you to save money. You can use two promo codes. Actually, one promo code. The other one's not active. Extra Switch. Extra Switch. Like, too many switches? Extra Switch. Got it? All lowercase. You get a $5 credit. So you guys need to go check it out. PlaySwitch.com. We're really excited to have them as a sponsor on the show. If you're a gamer, go to PlaySwitch. All right, back to this.
I love that. What is
I'm checking it
that
out now?
The extra switch. What is it called?
Play switch. Oh, extra switch.
The code or whatever.
Yeah.
I love it because it sounds like something a cross dressing superhero would say when he's changing. You know, it's time to fight crime. Extra switch.
Extra switch. I am now a man or a woman, not a man.
Nice. I'm digging this. I haven't been to the site before. But
yeah, go check it out. It's really awesome. PlaySwitch.com. These guys are great. I'm totally excited to have them on board. And they when they approached me, I was like, oh, dude, you guys are – this isn't just some shmuppy thing. It actually fits our
– I'm creating me an account.
Do it. Make yourself an account and use that code. You get yourself $5
credit. $5
credit.
Look at that dog.
All right. The guy named Vagina in the chat room, you're out of here, buddy. He is just out of control. So he's
we live?
All right, he's
gonna
he's not allowed anymore. That was
are
ridiculous.
We live?
We're live. We're good. We're recording. What do you think we're doing?
Wait, you said vagina?
No, oh, yeah. Well, that's the guy's name in the chat room.
But I thought you were afraid of vaginas.
No, they don't scare me. They don't scare me anymore. I've come to grips with my fear.
He just had to turn the light out. They scare him.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I have to apologize to chat room member After Sparks. He was correct. That guy was a loser. Okay, well, there was that. Gosh, what else? What time is it? Oh, we have to take a break. Let's do that real quick, and we'll come back. When we come back, we have a few more items to talk about, including a relatively interesting topic. Some sad news for Brian and I as fans of a certain something that is getting canceled again. And a little bit more. Also have a giveaway later in the show, so stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you guys in just a minute when we return. And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. How's it going? All right, let's get back into it. We're back. Get on with the damn show. Brian, there was some sad news this week.
Yes, I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah.
2 years in a row, CBS has broken my heart.
What did they do, Brian? Tell the fine folks at home.
CBS has decided that after their short second season of Jericho, that they're going to once again cancel the show. And I have to ask CBS and these other networks, where are you getting your numbers from, man? What makes you think that nobody's watching?
Yeah.
You know, because I can't understand. Because the Nielsen ratings are broken. Totally broken now. Broken. I mean, you can't even go by that.
Yeah.
I watch it. I just got my DB8 antenna, so I watch all my HDTV over the air.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
So it where's my representation? Am I getting anything? No.
No.
So, I mean, I wouldn't even be offended.
Oh, Senator.
I wouldn't even be offended if new tuners, and this may sound a little bit, I don't know, communist, but I wouldn't be offended if new tuners came with, you know, some way to, you know, send that information back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I'm watching.
Well, you know, according to urban legends, Walt Disney would have turned you in for being a communist.
Yes, he would have.
According to urban legends. But according to urban legends, if I fall asleep in a hotel, I'll wake up with my penis gone and laying in a tub full of ice.
Nice. What makes you think people want your penis?
Well, it's...
Speaking of urban legends and Walt Disney, his head is not frozen anywhere.
No.
He's just buried.
Yeah.
Or cremated. Did he get cremated? I can't remember.
You know what? I don't remember. Was he cremated?
Well, maybe they cremated him and then buried it.
It's good.
And then froze it.
Maybe I think his ashes were spread all over It's a Small World ride.
Wait a minute. He had several asses?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, his asses were spread over.
Assless to asses.
That really made him unique. Yeah. Well, anyway, good luck to them and finding out whatever that is. I'd love to find out what happened. But anyway, so the show's going away.
And rest in peace.
What bothers me, rest in pieces, really. What bothers me about this Jericho deal is 2 years in a row they've canceled it. What was the point of bringing it back if you weren't going to give it this any more chance than this? You had a season with a writer's strike, which affected everyone's numbers, and you did a short season as a result, and you're just going to dump it again? What was the point? What a waste of time and work. You should have just kept the original cancellation.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, you know what they're probably thinking right now?
What?
They're thinking, it's my money. I'll do whatever I want with it.
Maybe. You know? Maybe.
It's my money.
You know how I would have handled it?
How?
This is what Brian Dunaway would have done.
Do it.
He would have said, we don't have enough to continue. We do have an audience there. Let's just do this. Let's make a 2-hour movie, wrap up everything, and if the ratings are high enough, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't understand why they decided just to do, what, like 6 episodes?
It's that's all they got.
Yeah, so
and there's no closure. I got no closure, man.
You know what I hate? What I really hate? I hate it when good series end and there's no closure, like you say. And let's think about that for a minute. Series that didn't end. You know which series didn't end, which was probably one of my favorite series? Pirates of Dark Water. Did anybody watch that?
No. When was that on?
That was an animation.
I know people in the chat room.
Yeah, I know people in the chat room saw Pirates of the Dark Water, and it never ended.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, and
sometimes they do something like a later movie or a DVD thing. You know, they shows like Deadwood or shows like SG-1. In the case of SG-1, they put out a 2-hour movie. You could get it on DVD, I guess, and pay-per-view and stuff. Yeah. And I heard it was pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I just need a little. Oh, and they did this with that Muppet show on Sci-Fi. What was that called, Brian? I always forget the name.
Farscape,
they had a little 2-hour deal.
Yeah.
And
that's the way you should do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way you should do it.
Isn't it dangerous? I mean, isn't it dangerous that they're just going to try to force it all to finish? You know, like, okay, everybody dies.
Yeah. They could if they're not good about it, and that's always a fair true, but I'd rather have them try and not get anything. And I don't know. I mean, I'm going to predict here. You're going to have such outcry from fans that freaked out about the original cancellation anyway. They're going to be people demanding a Jericho 2-hour finale. And I think they'll probably get it. I think we'll probably get it. And that'll be good. I'd be glad to get that.
I would too.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Now, by the way, before we move on to this other topic, I wanted to make one comment. Someone in the chat room had private messaged me and asked me, could I explain more about PlaySwitch? Well, let me do that real quick. PlaySwitch.com. It sounds like an extended commercial. It's not. I'm just trying to give you guys information so you can go and check it out.
Although it is.
I love their tagline, trade smart, play often. It says save money on new titles, transactions are guaranteed, trade directly with other gamers, chat with each other and other traders at any time, barter or sell at your own prices. It's a pretty cool open system for swapping stuff around. So if you're finished with your copy of Forza Motorsport and somebody else is done with their copy of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, hook up and trade, man. Swap them around. This is a great way to do it. Yeah, I like this a lot. I know there's some other sites that do this for books and some other things, but this is cool. I'm totally going to use this service. They do PS3, PS2, PSP, Xbox 360s, Xbox Original, Wii, GameCube, DS, GBA, and PC games. So,
what? No links?
No links. Looks like links is off the list. So is the Dreamcast. Yeah, I think they'll stick to the machines that actually sell units.
Okay.
Okay. One more thing. Wait. One more thing before we go on. We're going to start this next thing, but I wanted to make a recommendation. If anybody is interested in the whole superhero thing we were talking about earlier, and you want to see a good animated film based on a comic book, the comic book is New Frontiers. It's about really the original Justice League and how they all kind of got together. Some of it's taking some liberty over the original stories, but anyway, it's a beautiful graphic novel. Or comic book that was put into this big Ultimate DC Ultimate Edition, which I bought, and it's huge, big form thing. It's great. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It came to me from a recommendation from Steven Schleicher at Major Spoilers.
Schleicher.
And it's Schleicher. Awesome. So the WB, when I say the WB, I don't mean the channel. I mean Warner Brothers put out about an hour and a half film, all animated, based on this book, and even though they left a bunch of stuff out, it was great. Nick and I loved it, and if you're a DC fan at all, it is a must-watch. It's great stuff, so check it out.
Scott,
okay, oh, go ahead.
Scott, I have a Japanese animation. I have an anime to recommend.
Please, recommend it, please. I'm sure it'll have an old man.
No, but I want to recommend it to you. I want you to watch.
Only if it has a dirty old man, a plot that is impossible to follow, and a lot of...
Oh, it's got that.
If it has a lot of that... I'm in. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what it's about. Right. The animation is called Bo 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 Bo.
What?
And, yeah. That's what it's called. Bo 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 Bo. And
what?
It's about yes.
What?
That's what it's called.
No, I know what you said, but what is it?
Okay. It's about in the future, an evil mastermind called Baldy Bald is forcing everybody in the world to be bald. And so I hate it when that happens. So a superhero called can communicate with hair. So he emerges to fight. He emerges to fight for hair, and he attacks people with his nose hairs and his armpit hair and his huge blonde afro.
I rest my case. I rest my freaking case.
I'm telling you, I saw this animation and I thought, Scott needs to see this. Scott needs to see this.
You know what? It does sound so bad that it would actually be good. So maybe I would. Maybe this will spark a new revived interest in anime for me. That's crazy.
Oh, man. You would love it.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on. Good times, though. All right, well, so on that note, let's move on to... I want to have a conversation real quick about... I need to pause, though. Something's being weird here. Let me pause. Hang on.
Jill!
Okay, we're back. I just had to make sure that everything's going as it should. Okay, as we were prepping for the show, this issue came up. There's an article run on... I want to say it was Destructoid. I can actually tell you. Yeah, Destructoid.com. How to save Sonic the Hedgehog. Apparently, he indeed needs saving.
Yeah.
So
what do you know?
The argument is, well, Sonic sucks now, and why? And what are the things you can do to make Sonic come back stronger than ever and be a viable cartoon or viable video game character in future games? And they say things like, number one, keep it simple. Number two, keep Sonic in 2D. Keep him out of 3D games. Stop thinking Sonic games are about speed. Let's see.
Actually, they are.
One of them is the one my favorite, which is number four. Can the anime crap? I'm with you, dude. Whoever he is.
But Sonic games are about speed.
Yeah, but the anime thing sucks. And you're right.
I really wish they were about myth.
No,
but, you know,
the good games were about speed. But the Mario games used to be about bonking everything off with your butt. And they're not that anymore. They mean a lot more now. So I agree with him that you can do more than just say, well, we got to keep everybody running at 4,000 miles an hour, and that's the only way this is a Sonic game. Stop screwing up Dr. Robotnik. He is not Dr. Eggman, no matter what you say. No more characters, it says. Please, no more characters. No more Big the Cat, Cream the Rabbit, Silver the Hedgehog, Bullocks the Badger. Registered sex offender, the anteater.
Registered sex offender.
Knuckles, like Tails. Tails is lame. So anyway, yeah, they're saying less.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that Sonic is at a good moment in his career right now.
That was a terrible I'm not saying
he's at the high point of his career right now. But I will be honest and say that that thing sounds like it was written by a fanboy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. He also says, bring back the good music. He says, if you're going to be cool, be ironic or you fail.
Yeah. That is huge credibility right there.
Yeah. Number 9 was don't suck, which seems a little silly. So I'm kind of with people. I'm with this guy in the one sense, and that is that Sonic the Hedgehog, in my opinion, as a game franchise I care about, is broken. Mario, on the other hand, has somehow been able to reinvent himself in a couple of ways, yet stay true to himself. What, Brian?
If you could get the two together in like some type of sports
or fighting
Olympics,
game.
Olympics kind of thing.
You know, I sent you a link this week, Scott, but you didn't pay any attention to it, about a letter that Mario sent to the Nintendo, you know, administration, complaining because they had put him up against Sonic in the Olympics.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious because they were saying, like, have you seen Sonic run?
Yeah.
It is pretty ridiculous. I you know what? I got to tell you, I've been playing the Smash Brothers quite a bit with my son and people online and stuff.
Have you gotten any better?
Sonic is fun in that game. He's
cool. Sonic has always been fun.
But he's great. They've really, you know,
except
I actually think
cartoons and he wasn't so great.
Well, that's true. But in any of those cutscene things or whenever he talks, come on, Knuckles, we got to save the world from freaking blah, blah, blah. I hate that. Hate it. But
well,
he is great
honest,
in Super
to be
Smash
honest,
Brothers.
I'm not exactly crazy about Mario talking much either.
Oh, I love Mario's voice. Are you kidding me? It's so understated, so great. Woohoo! It's never anything coherent. See, Sonic tries to have like conversations. Mario sounds like he's drunk or something.
Well, you know, the funny thing about Sonic and Mario is, let's be totally objective here for a minute and think about what if Mario came out right now.
Came out.
For the first time. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, Mario, he's gay. But no.
Oh, the game. You mean the game.
Yeah, I guess I didn't say that right.
Yeah.
What if the Mario game came out for the first time right now? Do you think it would work? I mean, Mario as a character?
I don't think so. No.
I really don't think so.
It builds on itself. You're right about that. It builds on itself over the years.
If you look at it objectively, Sonic is many times cooler than Mario.
Well, the same argument Brian made earlier about Superman. Would everyone give a rat's butt about a Superman movie if nobody had any, like, 60 years of connection with the guy? Absolutely not. But what Nintendo has done really well is they've managed Mario's evolution and growth to a degree that they've made some of the best games ever and done it in this incremental way over the years. And Sonic got to about Sonic 3. Sonic CD actually was awesome. I love that game. And then it just went to poop. And it mostly went to poop, like Adventure. Everyone was so excited about Sonic Adventure. Remember that? Dreamcast is out. Everyone, oh my gosh, Sonic Adventure. It's going to be like Mario 64 was to Nintendo. This is going to be the big thing for Sega. And that game sucked because he ran around going, come on, Stacy, let's go get the thing from Dr. Eggman and poke him in the bum. And it was just, it was so anime-ish and dumb. And the story was retarded and just so eh.
Well, you know how I feel about Sonic.
I forgot. Remind us.
Yeah. You forget. How do you feel about Sonic?
This is how I feel about it. This is every Sonic game I've ever played.
Is this going to be anything like your hatred for the team?
If you would, yeah, probably. If you would shut up, I'd tell you.
All right,
you know what?
Go ahead.
The first couple of Sonic games, all the 2D ones, you only needed a controller with one button. You just push the button to the right, and he just goes, and he just goes, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm sitting here watching the screen, and I'm watching this guy go through loops and collecting coins. I didn't have anything to do with it. I just pushed the button when he started down that hill, that first hill.
Yeah,
you push the button, and he goes.
Well, perhaps that's the problem.
And the
Ryan.
Only time I got pissed off was when he got busted off track or something, and I'm like, oh crap. Now I'm not getting to sit here and watch him go around in a little loopy loops.
Well, okay, so you make a good point. So That is the question. Is the fact that Sonic is no good anymore as it's made the jump to 3D and next gen and all that, is the reason that that's true? Is it because it was never really that deep anyway? In other words, it didn't have the legs to stand on for future incarnations.
That's what I said before. That's what I said before. What the game had for it, I mean, the game is essentially what Brian is saying. I mean, all you needed was the arrows, left and right, and jump. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
But what Sonic had for it was speed. I mean, the game was fast in a time where no game was fast.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the original. Look at Super Mario Brothers.
Blast
I mean, that
processing.
Game is freakishly slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It is very slow. And then you'd get Sonic.
Until the music got fast. I gotta hurry. I've been farting around for 10 minutes. I gotta hurry.
Yeah, that was bad. So blast processing, they're mentioning it in the chat room. You remember that Sega's big thing was that the reason Sonic was so fast is because the Genesis featured blast processing. That was one hell of a thing.
Blast process. I miss Sega.
Which was crap. That was such crap. They made all that up, and we bought into it, dude. Here it is, 1992. Ooh, blast processing. That's the cool machine to own. I don't want something with slow Mario on it. I mean, everybody bought into that.
I don't want slow blood Mario.
Blast process.
You know what I always loved about Sega?
Yeah.
The way they said Sega at the beginning of every game. Brian, could you do that for me?
Sega.
Very nice. Yeah, except it was always really cruddy sounding. It sounded all crusty, like Sega.
Sega.
I mean, what did you expect? And you know what? You know what else I left? Does anybody remember from the 80s the Nintendo cereal, the TV commercial, how they would say Nintendo?
No.
Nintendo.
No, they had a cereal. Where was I?
Yeah. Oh, it was this awesome cereal that the box was actually divided at the middle by a sheet of cardboard. Yeah. You would get and the TV commercial would go Nintendo, two cereals in only one.
So what were the two you'd get? What'd you get?
Well, you'd get two cereals in only one.
Yeah, but what kind were they?
Well, the kind that tastes like crap, but you'd buy anyway because it was Nintendo.
It's all the same cereal. All those cereals are the same anyway. They're like little round, hard Captain Crunch, cut your freaking teeth.
Yeah, dude.
Here in the chat room, they're reminding me it was Zelda and Mario. One side was Zelda, the other one was Mario.
Oh, hey, with April 1st coming up, I should make a suggestion to people, speaking of cereal. If you really want to piss somebody off, wait until they've just finished their shower, get a handful of Fruity Pebbles, and then throw it at their wet body. And they will be stained for weeks, honestly, weeks.
It has to be the real Fruity Pebbles. It can't be that cheap fake crap they sell at local Walmart.
I agree.
It has to be the real.
It can't be freaking Kirkland brand,
because those Fruity Pebbles, the real ones are so light and fluffy and
Wee. It's great. And that guy will chase you naked with Fruity Pebbles all over him. It's awesome.
You sound like you've experienced
it. I have. I've done it.
Naked guy!
You know, I just had a mental image of Scott running down the street with a naked guy covered in Fruity Pebbles after him in fast video with the music for Benny Hill in the background.
That's funny. So are you invited back to that gym, or is that pretty much over now?
No, this happened in my early 20s, and the guy was a big – I won't tell you the circumstances, but he was a great big Tongan fellow, which means he could murder me with one pinky, a huge dude. And a big, strong, muscly dude. And we all thought it would be really funny if two or three of us just ran in there with our hands full of this stuff before he could get to his towel and just, blah, just all over him. And he chased us around this apartment we were in and flipped us with towels and tried to kill us, and it was terrible.
Oh,
and he literally had these stains, these little yellow, green, and red stains on him for weeks. So anyway, it's a great way to go. But there is a lot of really bad cereal out there. I wonder if the Mario stuff was like, well, we already got this. We already got this here. Lucky Charms. I got stars in it. We can use those. I mean, is that how that works? They just repurpose existing cereals for.
Yeah, basically what. Look at what they did with Shrek. You get a bunch of green stuff, and come on, who wanted to eat green stuff?
People, but there was a Shrek cereal. I don't remember that.
Yeah
there's a cereal for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
There's Extra Life cereal. You haven't seen it?
No. Let's do it. I want to see it. I want to eat it. Extra Life cereal, dude. That would be so awesome. We should Photoshop something up. That'd be good.
Yeah,
I'd eat it. How about Bo 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 cereal? Someone says paper.
No.
Yeah.
The only thing I want to know is, am I going to be a marshmallow? Because that's what's really good in those cereals.
Well, the thing is, Brian, you are a marshmallow right now.
Yeah, I am a marshmallow.
Actually,
yeah.
Dude, all we got to do is call Post, I think it is, and have them repurpose those Halloween box stuff they do every year to be us. Because you could be that like Frankenstein dude. And they just change that up a little bit. And then for he could be the ghost because he's bald, I guess. And I guess I could be the vampire. So there's Frankenberry.
Frankenberry, yeah.
And Myrrh. What was the other one? Oh, Booberry.
Booberry and Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, dude.
You don't have all those in the top of your head? It's ready to shoot out at any point in time?
My brain hurts today. But those are all great.
Booberry. It was always hard to get Booberry until recently.
Yeah.
And it seems to be back out.
Any cereal that discolors your bowel movements is trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I tend to think that if Scott were a fictional character based on food, he would probably be strawberry shortcake.
What? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'd be Smurf something. Smurf.
Smurfette.
Smurfette cereal.
That Smurf that kept on walking around with a flower. What was his name?
Gay Smurf.
Something with Vane.
Yeah.
Something with Vane. You know that.
Vane. Yeah, it was
It can't be Vaney Smurf because it sounds like somebody.
It's got to be Vaney Smurf. That'd be gross, wouldn't it? Look at him. He's all muscular and veiny. Look at that. That's disgusting.
So wait a minute. There was a Smurf that was all vain, and so his.
He was always carrying the mirror around and always looking at himself. It was Vanity Smurf.
Vanity Smurf. No?
That can't be it.
Chat room. What was he called?
Can't have Vaney Smurf.
Extra Switch is with an E, X, T, R, A, S, W. Sorry, I'm reading
Vanity
the chat room.
Vanity Smurf.
Bruce Smurf.
Vanity Smurf A is what Google comes up with automatically.
It does?
Really? Yeah. Vanity Smurf? That doesn't sound right.
Vanity is a stylish Smurf, most of the time seen wearing a pink flower on his hat. He is the epitome of the modern trend metrosexual.
That is Scott. That is Scott through and through.
That was what Total he was Vanity. Called? What was he called?
Yeah. Vanity Smurf.
Vanity Smurf. What the heck? That's
Vanity Smurf. There was a Smurf for every sin.
Hey, by the way, geeks unite! This entire Easter holiday.
Wait a minute. Was there a Smurf for lust?
No, there was no lusty Smurf. There was no Smurf for lust. Listen, I got a geeky thing to tell everybody. When I was in the kitchen there, we were having a big family get together and ham and all this stuff for Easter today.
Yeah.
The pagan egg holiday we had today.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in there having this thing, and the entire thing was overseen by He-Man. We had a He-Man action figure on the counter watching everyone the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah, and as I understand it, he was given fabulous secrets when he held aloft his magic sword.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The biggest secret was furry, tiny underwear.
Yeah.
All right.
But wasn't the ultimate sword that gave you secrets the Thundercat sword?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, because he always had to look through the little bars on the edges of the sword. They'd curl over.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. So could you tell us? You had in mind when we were talking about this earlier some other characters that you like better than Mario.
Well, yeah. I was saying before the podcast that we should talk about characters like Mario and Sonic that, you know, didn't quite make it all the way up to here where we are right now in time.
And name one for us that you think. Well, Crash Bandicoot. No?
Yeah. Well, Crash Bandicoot is a good example, but do they make him anymore?
Yeah, they still do. Occasional game.
Yeah, but he hasn't aged well.
And it's not even a Sony exclusive anymore. It shows up everywhere, so.
I'll tell you, Sega has a good stuff. I mean, I always loved
Vector Man.
Abe's Exodus.
Love Vector Man.
What, Brian?
Oh, Abe.
Abe's Exodus.
Oh, yeah. Abe was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Outworld games, or what were they called?
Yeah,
Outworld?
Yeah. Yeah. Oddworld.
Oddworld, not Outworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that character.
Yeah.
There's a bunch popping up in the chat room. I really used to like Earthworm Jim. Oh, yeah. Earthworm Jim.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was great. What happened to him? Earthworm Jim 3D was terrible, horrible, awful.
I think he dried up in the sun or something. I don't know.
Yeah, very possible. As far as any I could think of, I had kind of a hard time with this, trying to think of some, but, you know, other games. Vector Man. I don't remember Vector Man.
Vector Man was awesome. He was on Sega.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed that there's not a better Pac-Man game out there, you know?
Have you noticed, don't you think that...
But really, how can you improve Pac-Man?
Well, I mean, not improve. I mean, you can't improve upon the old Mario games, but you can have new franchises with it. So, I mean, I like to see something, you know, in that arena other than just Pac-Man that's 3D. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree that this, making them 3D isn't always the answer. But don't you guys think that Nintendo's done a better job at extending the life of their characters? Because, look, Mario, Samus, just about every character you fight with in Super Smash Bros. Brawl has had good treatment. Let's say Link. I mean, Link, why have none of them gone to crap, and why have so many others not? That is what this comes down to.
I wouldn't put Samus Aran in the same league as all these others because Samus Aran and Metroid doesn't really need that sort of maintenance that a character like Mario would need.
Well, they just need good games. Because you could argue that the only reason Mario continues to be good is because the games are really good, and really that's it. If the games suck, who cares about the character?
No, but that's what I mean. That's what I mean. When you look at Samus, she is she's awesome to begin with. I mean, she's a really cool character. So even if you don't give her the same sort of maintenance that you give Mario, she's still going to be cool. And... But a character like Mario, he really needs you to care for him. Otherwise, people are going to start realizing how stupid Mario really is.
Brian's seeing all the. It's like I'm in a junior high bathroom right now, Brian.
All the naughty bits.
Oh, by the way, I spent a little time in a junior high bathroom the other day. It was at a play, and I had to go.
Dirty old man alert.
There was a play going
on. Here we go.
And I had to
pee. Dirty old man alert.
I had to pee. I went in there.
People of Utah, beware.
Nobody else was in there, and it was nasty. Horrible. Nasty. This wasn't during the day. It was at night during a movie.
Welcome to the men's room.
Or during a play.
Boys' room.
There's no other bathrooms there. Boy, I just realized how horrible that sounds. I spent some time in a junior high bathroom this week.
I know it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway. All right. So anyway, so there you go. Some of these guys don't hold up as well. I want to do a giveaway real quick.
All right.
We have an interesting new sponsor for the show as well. The company is called Matix. Now, you guys have heard of Monster Cable.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Monster Cable makes pretty high-end stuff. I am pleased to say that Matix makes similarly high-end stuff, and they're priced better.
Nice.
You can learn more about these guys at MatixUSA.com. But the most important thing today...
What? Spell that, by the way.
M-A-T-I-X.
Okay, just like you thought. All right.
Yeah, like Matrix without the R. Yeah. Without the R. I have in my hand a Matix Platinum Edition. This is like their kind of higher end. They have a Pro Edition, which is like more expensive than even Monster in some cases. But the Platinum Edition, digital and HD TV ready video leads. This is just HDMI. 10-foot, 3-meter if you're rather be inclined toward the metric system, which arguably is a great system, but I still have a hard time with it. Anyway, that's not really the point. this thing is really nice, has great, it uses, of course, gold plating, has this oxygen-free copper process that's all the rage right now. Anyway, great conductivity, great molding, so this thing isn't going to short out on you. I'm giving this away, we're going to do a contest, and here is what we're going to do.
Let's just send it to me.
You could use one.
You know what I wish?
What?
I wish I knew what the crap you're talking about.
I wish that I was winning this, because... I need a new cable for my Apple TV. The one I'm using is this old Philips one that's kind of got a short in it or something. So
yeah.
I wish I was eligible. However, I am not. But the chat room can see it. I'm holding it up to the camera. It's nice, nice stuff.
Yeah, definitely not eligible.
Great, quite good, really nice packaging as well. If you like a good package, look no further. But anyway, so we're going to do this contest. I want everyone who wants to enter in this to send the following. An email... with the subject line HDMI. If it is not in the subject line, it will not be considered. People always still do this, though. They always forget to do it. There's always someone who doesn't do that. They'll just type, cable contest or something. Those will not be considered. They'll go straight to my trash. For those who want this cable, And again, this is like a $50 value, you guys. These cables are not cheap. A 10 meter is about 50 bucks. So this is like a $50 prize. Send me that email, HDMI in the subject line. I will be pulling this email at random, and we'll announce the winner next week, and we'll ship it off to you. And international is fine, for those who are wondering. So if you live overseas, that's great.
Good for you. You need cables, too.
Yeah. That is correct. All right. Before we go, a quick review of No Country for Old Men, or as we like to say, O Country for Old Men, because O finally saw the movie. This film won Best Picture, and O, did you think it was warranted?
Sorry, I got a mouthful of donut right now.
Great. Go ahead and eat while we do this show. It's no problem.
Okay. Well, why not?
It's fine.
I mean, it was at the very end of your stupid contest that I finally found out you were talking about a cable.
Yeah. Yeah, a cable. Well, you know what an HDMI cable is, don't you?
Well, sure.
Columbia won't see those ports for another, 6 years. But anyway, that's how your precious PSP connects to things, by the way.
I don't have a PSP.
I know, but you love them. Okay, so tell me. What are you telling me? Oh, yeah. Okay. O Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I went on Thursday and saw the movie. Now,
did it just open there or what?
No. It's been here for a couple of weeks. And I was – my expectations were high. I mean, how could they not be? I mean, this is like best movie. And besides, I mean, we're talking about the Coen brothers. And, I loved Fargo. I don't know what you guys think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So
I like Fargo a lot. What the heck do you mean, Mr. Lundegaard, don't you know? That movie's awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, you sit down and you watch the movie, and all the movie, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to like this movie. I mean, I have to like it. It's the best movie. Yeah. It's the best movie. And throughout the movie, the movie does this whole thing where the Coen brothers do it a lot, where basically everybody's an idiot.
Yeah. Don't you know?
But it stops being amusing about 10 or 15 minutes into the movie. And it's not like in Fargo where it was also funny. Here it becomes annoying. You're just like, oh, man, come on, move along, please.
Yeah.
Go somewhere. And the movie just starts – I mean, it keeps on dragging its feet all the way until suddenly it's over. And it didn't really end. I mean, you never really discovered what happened with the basic – I can't do it without giving the whole movie away, but who gives a crap? I mean, they're chasing after a bag of money, and at the end of the movie, you never knew what happened to the bag of money.
Yeah,
and it's not like those cool David Lynch movies, which are not cool, by the way, but it's not like those movies. It's not like those movies where you don't know what happened and the audience is supposed to decide what happened. If that's what the movie's supposed to be about, that sucks.
Okay, listen. I mean, your complaint is more with the book, though, than the movie, because this is what you just described. Your problem exists in the book, and it looks like they just sort of stuck to the book. So I don't know if that's good or bad or what that means, but I, for one, love everything the Coen brothers do. And I mean,
like I said, I'm a huge Fargo fan, and my expectations were high. I mean, I was expecting to laugh and feel bad because I was laughing. And because that's what Fargo is. I mean, you laugh and then you go like, oh, man, I'm so going to hell for laughing at this.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen in No Country for Old Men. Basically, you're just like, okay, is this supposed to be funny? And the guy that wins Best Actor, I mean, if you're going to earn an award for just having the same face all throughout the movie, I know this is not easy. I mean, I know this is difficult acting, but it's just, okay, the movie is good. It's just not – I mean, it's good. It was actually entertaining. I liked it. It's just not the best movie. It's just not the best movie of the year.
Of 2007. Did you like the big potato gun or whatever it was? I can't remember what it was. That gun he used to
– It's weird because he walks all over the place with that gun in the movie, and nobody gives a crap.
Well, part of it doesn't really look like a gun. It's like a weird thing. Anyway. Yeah. What do you think the movie of the year was then? If that's not the best movie of the year, what was it?
That's what I was about to say. I don't think I'm fit to say what the best movie of the year was. And like I'm saying, I mean, No Country for Old Men is not bad. But the little I do know, does give me enough to say that this is not the best movie.
All right.
I mean, it's rented. Don't go see it in a theater. You're not going to get bored. You're going to be left horribly unsatisfied at the end, but it's not the best movie.
Hey, Brian, what was your favorite movie of 07?
Favorite movie of 07? Let's see.
I don't believe we've ever done this on the show.
It was not Alvin and the Chipmunks.
It was not.
Well, I can tell you the movie I enjoyed the most.
Okay.
That may have been the only movie I saw in 2007.
Well, you need to get out more, dude.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm going to give I'm going to tell you mine. Mine would be 310 to Yuma was my favorite movie I saw all year.
Good pick. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Well, the two movies I enjoyed the most in 07 were or the three movies. The three movies I enjoyed the most in 07 were 300, Pan's Labyrinth, and Planet Terror.
Oh, I forgot about Pan's Labyrinth and 300. I would have to highly rate those as well.
What about Transformers?
Transformers was awesome.
Some of the most fun I had.
These others more.
Yeah, Transformers was some of the most fun I had when LaBeouf wasn't talking.
No.
Yeah.
LaBeouf. See, that's the thing. I don't really go see intellectual movies or movies that I think would be high caliber at the theater. I go to the movies to watch, you know, some big explosions and silliness and, you know, just
me too.
The best special effects money can buy.
Save the serious stuff for DVD and download.
I don't necessarily go to the movies to watch explosions. I go to be entertained.
Same thing. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, there's basically nothing else to see right now.
Yeah, there's not much on. Although I'm really into documentaries lately. You guys ever seen? I'm going to make a recommendation. Some may see it as political. I don't know. But I loved this movie called Fog of War. I think it's even a couple years old.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Great documentary. Anyway. All right. Well, that's a – wow. We've done a show. It's like an hour and 6 minutes. So I think we ought to just end it here. You guys can get to sleep. What? Hello? What?
You know what I was thinking? Fog of War, it kind of sounds like a fart, doesn't it?
I guess it does to you, yes. I would have to agree that it sounds like a fart to you. We're going to war. Anyway. All right, well, let's end the show in fashion. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks to the chat room. We need to have another one of these live call shows. I got to get the phone thing worked out, though. It just doesn't work very well. Someone told me I've been remiss in putting the phone number out that people can call every week for a while now. I apologize for that. There is a way to get a hold of us and leave a voicemail so you can hear yourself right here on the show, sometimes mid-show, sometimes not. And the way you can do that is by leaving a message at the following number, 801-471-0GOB. That's G-O-B. That's the GOB line. Go ahead and give it a call and leave us a voicemail. We would love to check it out. I'm tired of getting nothing but Seamus calls. By the way, thanks to Seamus and to Randy for being a part of our ELR Players thing we did at the top of the show. Stay tuned next week for the final and third episode of Where's Dergio? It's going to be good times. Thank you to Scott Fletcher for doing our voice work. Thanks to Rob Goobers for our music. Thanks to Sebastian for our wonderful mashups. Thanks to everybody else who contributes. Stay tuned for Steven Schleicher's entry this week from Major Spoilers, which is great. That's coming up here in a minute. Thanks to everybody who supports the show. We'll have some news next week about some details for the upcoming 2008 Batman Nerdtacular. Right here in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. More news on that soon. Thanks to the chat room. You guys were awesome tonight, except for the guy named Vagina, and he is no longer with us. But thanks to the rest of you for being such nice guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, PlaySwitch.com, and this week, MadixUSA.com. Oh, I want this cable. Anyway, don't forget to take part in that contest. I think that's all. I don't want to say too much more because I think I got it all covered. Holy crap. That's going to about do it. Next week will be show number 177, again, next Sunday night. If you want to be a part of the chat room, check out the blog at myextralife.com at around 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and that's about the time you'll catch the video. We'll look forward to seeing you then, and we'll see you guys all next week for next show, which will be number 176, which I already said, and if I could be more redundant, I don't know how it'd be possible. Everyone have a nice day. We'll see you later.
What is this, Bizinha?
Jill! Don't scare me.
That's what I was going to say.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Hey, Brian, Dergio's on the phone.
Woo!
Yenny, 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 yenny.
You have been eating our young. Yeah. Great ghost of something or other.
That is funny.
Boy, I know what the Wii is. I'm going to take it back to my cousin.
Yeah, let's play, dude. Give me your code. I dug the penguins. I thought they were funny.
Come on, Starbucks. Give us a smile.
He totally blows regular Eddie out of the water.
Death Factory 3, The Legend of Death Factory 2.
You did a little red belt activity this weekend, and he had that sunshine on the spotless genitalia. I have to maybe go edit all that out.
Look at me, I'm double Leela.
If you go to our movie, you're going to get more of this.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, everybody.
I'm not angry at all.
We're going to have a three-way with Brian.
Intimate. I scratch my balls while I watch Batman. Producers can really screw crap up quick.
Greased up a grandmother with butter on her feet. Yeah, that was a good one, dude.
Hello, everyone. Steven Schleicher from Majorspoilers.com with another trade paperback recommendation just for you. What exactly goes on behind the Iron Curtain of superheroes? Sure, we get to see Bruce brooding in his cave, Clark attempting to have a normal life with Lois, Wally and family trying to cope with their particular lifestyle, but all of these views are from the perspective of the writer of the comic, not the person living in the world of the superhero. It's surprising that there are not a lot more stories that focus on the celebrity aspect of superheroes and the lengths those heroes will go to keep their private life separate from their hero identity. Fortunately, Noble Causes from Image Comics examines that situation with a bit of mystery to boot. The Noble family, a family of superheroes who have achieved celebrity status, have to deal with gossips and rumors every day to the point where they spend more time arguing over how they're going to keep certain situations out of the tabloids than saving the day. The series kicks off with the middle child of the family, Race Noble, falling in love with a woman with no powers at all, which sends the media into a feeding frenzy. When they wed, it becomes the wedding of the century, televised worldwide with as much pomp and circumstance as one would find in a royal wedding. In this case, the naming of the family, Noble, is quite apropos. Things go from great to nightmarish when Race Noble and his lovely bride Liz fly off on their honeymoon to a desert island, only to have Race burned to death by a laser from the sky. The rest of the issue is spent discovering who's behind the murder, but we also get a look at the lifestyle of the rich and the famous superheroes. Reading the first volume of Noble Causes is like watching a season of Knott's Landing, Dynasty, Beverly Hills 90210, Desperate Housewives, and the rest of those soap opera dramas. Someone sleeping with someone else, someone gets knocked up, nepotism abounds, and there are a few smackdowns with someone's life hanging in the balance. The story was a good read, the characters dysfunctional and human. Getting an inside look at the real world of the world's greatest heroes from a commoner's perspective is something that's missing in most superhero comics, which is why I'm recommending Noble Causes Volume 1 in Sickness and in Health as a trade you should read. For more news, reviews, and of course spoilers on the comic and pop culture industry, visit my website at majorspoilers.com. I'm Steven Schleicher, and I'll be back next time with another comic book trade paperback recommendation.
Hey, I'm on the toilet listening to Extra Life Radio.
Booyah. Yeah. Where'd that sound? Oh, where did that sound?
What was that? Oh, well, why was that?
I smell beef jerky. What's going on?